Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me. How you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life. I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. When I thought about giving up, you set trust in me. If you hold on and faint not, keep your faith in me. Lord, you don't see me like I am. You see me like I'm gonna be. So I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Hallelujah, too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror to see what you see.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us today. Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all started in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the combination of rhythm and religion is the most unique. When our first ancestors landed on these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythms and their African chants. It was work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music, then blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even some of the music that we hear today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, a people who have overcome adversity after adversity, a people who are still trying to reach and be the people that God would have them to be. We know that we cannot tell the gospel music story in 1 hour or even in a melody of songs. But each Monday at 12 noon, we come to bring you the very best in the achievements of our people in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. There, you will find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles on various gospel artists. You'll find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs are archived. That means that you can go back to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page, at any time, find the program that you would like to hear, click on that link, and it will take you directly to that program. You can also leave your comments in the comments section, or if you'd like to contact us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. Stay in touch with us so we can stay in touch with you. It is our custom that each Monday before we start our program, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for a new edition of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight, that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. There is also a call-in number if you would like to call in and speak to me directly in the studio. Area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for today. But first, let's listen to this.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my arm, oh, throne of mercy, would you let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief? Would you find willing, kneeling there in deep contrition, kneeling, come on, kneeling there. Help my heart believe. We're calling you, say, oh, say, oh, hear my humble, one more time. We're calling you, say,
oh,
why? Why on earth?
in the Gospel Gold vault for this episode of Gospel Gold Today. Normally, what I would normally do is I come on and I give you the biography and the information concerning the features for today. However, today we're going to do something different. What I have come up with and understand is that a lot of our early gospel recording artists did not have much written about them. These were gospel artists that did not break through during the time of the 50s and the 60s, and they did not come to the mainstream of radio and the mainstream of public media. And because of that, there's very little information that is recorded or written concerning them. And this is why programs like Gospel Gold are so important, because so much of our history has been lost during the course of the years. Many people did not think it was necessary to write the history of these gospel artists. And because they did not think it was necessary, there is no biography, there is no history concerning them and the great achievements that they made in the gospel recording industry. Now, some of this has to do with the gospel or the recording companies. Many of the companies that recorded African-American artists also recorded white artists. And even though they did have the history of the white artist, and you can go to all of these recording companies, Sun Records, JV Records, all of these record companies from Nashville and various cities, and they will have all of the white artists, history, biography, discography, all of that. But when you look for the black artists that they recorded, there's very little history written about them. And so today, I bring forth two artists that I have looked for. I have gone to the Encyclopedia of Gospel Music. There's no information. I've gone to the Encyclopedia of the History of Gospel Music. There's no information. I've even gone back to the encyclopedia that carries us back to the Fisk Jubilee Singers and those who were recorded back in the earlier days of the 20s and the 30s. And there's more information about them than those who are recorded in the 50s and the 60s. And so today I wanted to just bring forth a couple of artists who information cannot be found. And as I said before, a lot of this has to do with the gospel recording industry and the record companies that they recorded for. Now, it will tell you that because of these artists not having history or discographies or biographies, they probably were not paid well also. You know that. So I wanted to bring forth these two great artists that I thought that needed to be to the forefront, people who you've probably never heard before, and people who I think are just as important as those who were brought to the forefront. Gospel Gold is all about that. We're all about exposing our people to the great achievements that were made in the gospel recording industry. And today I wanted to bring forth Professor Charles Taylor and the Charles Taylor Singers. I'm going to bring them forth first, and then we're going to listen later on to Brother James Anderson, who recorded off of the Sun Records label out of Memphis, Tennessee. Now, when I went there, I found all the information about the white artist that recorded there, but very little information is brought forth about the black artist, and there were several. Many of those recording companies, they recorded black artists. They sold their music. They probably kept 99% of the money, and they never gave the black artists the recognition that they should have exposed or should have had. If you look at the story of Little Richard, you will find out exactly how that worked. And so today, here on Gospel Gold, two artists that you will never hear. We're going to start with Brother Charles Taylor and the Charles Taylor Singers, and then later on, Brother James Anderson, right here on Gospel Gold.
I don't know about you. I'm not me. I'll always love you.
I'll always love you.
Every day he.
Make your decision.
Make your decision.
God got a television.
Make your decision.
God got a television.
Make your decision.
Make your decision.
Disturb old man Job this morning. Here's what he said, no doubt. He said, I'm gonna win right here.
Gospel music is not just a mere form of entertainment to be had when desired. It is a form of character, obedience, and spirit. It falls and follows the law of discipline, which gives a people self-possession, self-mastery, a habit of order and peace, and common counsel and reverence to God that will direct their lives. This sincere admiration for gospel music, this administration and reverence, is now felt throbbing in every corner of the globe. It is on all of the musical chords that bind the nations of the world together. There has been no other event in history that has been more compelling, more convincing, more persuasive than gospel music. Some of the most beautiful music of all time has been born out of intense grief and suffering, and gospel music is no exception. It is the Alpha and Omega of God's spiritual principle that plays upon the keyboard of man's integrity. It is a resounding echo that sounds throughout the ages that has surrendered the wonders of God's almighty creation. Gospel music owes its grandeur and its sense of veracity to Dr. Thomas Andrew Dorsey, who is called the father of gospel music. He combined Christian praise with the rhythms of jazz and blues. Dr. Dorsey wrote many songs, two of which were Precious Lord, Take My Hand, and Peace in the Valley. Both of these songs were written after the tragic death of his wife and his newborn son. And then, of course, later on, various groups came about, and various artists began to be noted in the general public, and one of them was Mahalia Jackson. Through the influence of Mahalia Jackson, it is evident that her style brought forth the opening for other gospel artists to come to the mainstream of gospel. Here on Gospel Gold, some of the greats that you will hear would be Reverend Claude Jeter and the Swan Silvertones, Reverend Julius Cheeks and the Sensational Nightingales, Archie Brownlee and the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi, Ira Tucker and the Dixon Hummingbirds. You'll also hear from the Tidewater community of Virginia. In the 1920s and 30s, groups such as the Silver Leaf Quartet, the Norfolk Jubilee Singers, the Golden Gate Quartet, the Harmonizing Four as well. We're also from St. Louis. You'll hear Willie Mae Ford Smith, Brother Joe May, Cleophas Robinson. Memphis also had many great singers, such as Queen Candace Anderson and the Spirit of Memphis Quartet, which featured Silas Steele from the famous Blue Jays. In New York served as a home base for the Arkansas Belter Ernestine B. Washington and the Georgia Peach. Detroit was where you'd find the Meditations featuring Della Reese. Some of those stations back in the 40s and 50s included this type of music along with their race music or along with their R&B. And one of those stations was the 50,000-watt Nashville station, WLAC, which aired gospel and R&B side by side. Some of the artists that you will hear here on Gospel Gold, you will never hear on public radio nor on commercial radio. There has been no other event in history that has brought forth the recognition of our people. More than that, the great struggle of the 60s through the 80s was a struggle of the common man. It was a battle for rights and privileges, the long, slow, and awkward striving for equality in government. And this occupation consisted of the people, by the people, and for the people. This struggle continues today, and you can hear it in gospel music. Some of the music that you will hear here are traditional gospel, quartet gospel, blues gospel, Southern Gospel. We will play all of these genres of gospel here on Gospel Gold. And now for our second feature for today, Brother James Anderson, who recorded in 1967 under the Sun record label out of Memphis, Tennessee. My soul needs resting, and I'm going to move in the room with the Lord. We'll play one or two others as well, right here on Gospel Gold.
Tired, my soul needs resting, I'm tired. My soul needs resting, tired. My soul needs resting, I can't stop now. Where the saints stand strong, I'm tired. Soul needs resting, I'm tired. My soul needs resting, I'm tired. My soul needs rest, I can't stop now. Well, the saints said, this job I have with you, not for one day. Watch it on through the night, watch it on up there, can't I wait? Whoa, time. I'm tired. My soul needs rest. Time. My soul needs rest. I just can't stop now. Where the saints have strong. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help.
Go to move.
What can I do? 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 Start to comfort anyway. How can I feel? How can I see? How can I pray? What can I say? What can I do?
Funny time.
I'm gonna wait till my change comes. Oh, my funny time. Roll away. Funny time, I'm gonna wait till my change comes. Don't let it, Lord, give it. The Lord God, take it. Bless it. Be the name of the
you have enjoyed our program today. Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters and listeners like you. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so through our Cash App. It starts with the dollar sign, the words Gospel Gold, and the number 22. Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to get in touch with us, our email address is gospelgold@songwriter.net. So until we see you next week, God bless you is our desire.
I'm waking.